USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States now tops 12 million cases of COVID-19, the country recording more than 200,000 new coronavirus cases in the past 24 hours, bringing the total to just over 12 million as of Saturday. The CDC urging Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving. The Trump campaign is requesting a new recount in a state.
President Trump's campaign filed a petition Saturday requesting a new recount in Georgia. In the statement, the campaign's legal team says they want the recount to include signature matching and other vital safeguards. Georgia law allows candidates to request a recount if a vote margin is within 0.5%. According to the results certified by the state on Friday, former Vice President Joe Biden held a lead of about 0.25%, or a little more than 12,000 votes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The pandemic is forcing millions of Americans to scale back their Thanksgiving plans against the backdrop of travel restrictions and advisories on large gatherings. As a result, many grocery store chains and turkey farmers are left to grapple with what could be demand for more birds.
This year, our turkey sales have, I want to say, tripled. A lot of small turkeys, medium turkeys, since the COVID started. A lot of people have been coming back to the farm to eat, to get their foods. And we were one of the few that did curb service since day one. And you know what? We helped feed the people.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. According to data from Kroger, the nation's largest grocery store chain, 43% of shoppers plan to celebrate Thanksgiving at home with those in their immediate household. Several stores will be closed on Thanksgiving due to COVID-19 concerns, including Apple, Best Buy, Costco, IKEA, Target, and Walmart. This is USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Secretary of the Army and President Trump said the annual Wreaths Across America event at Arlington National Cemetery will go on as scheduled next month, following backlash after the cemetery's leadership canceled the 2020 ceremony over the coronavirus pandemic. Senator and veteran Tom Cotton of Arkansas talks about just how important Wreaths Across America is.
Well, Wreaths Across America is a great tradition. It started out with the company just providing excess wreaths to put on grave sites, and now they provide wreaths for every single grave in Arlington. Of course, we all are concerned about the coronavirus pandemic, and we want to be safe and responsible. I know there's a way to do that in Arlington. I'm glad that the Army leadership reconsidered. I've spoken to the Secretary of the Army and the Chief of Staff of the Army to ask them to do just that, and as an old platoon sergeant of mine used to say, it's only a mistake if you don't fix it in time. And I'm glad the Army fixed it, and I'm glad that families can participate in Wreaths Across America and that we can honor our fallen heroes in Arlington this
That's
Christmas.
Great. Several rallies taking place across the country in support of President Trump. One of those taking place on the Georgia State Capitol on Saturday, with supporters of the president saying,
I've been noticing like a lot of like irregular things happening with the vote count, right? You're looking at the numbers and they just don't seem to add up, right? That's just something doesn't feel right.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Sunday Night Football has the Las Vegas Raiders hosting the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.